Hey, Rory.
Yes, Nick.
It is time to celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Celebrate Pat and Graham's 35th wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Pat and Graham, in honor of this special occasion, we scoured the internet to find out this about the day that you tied the knot.
And because it's your 35th anniversary, the customary gift is coral or jade.
Coral is an organic material that was found in warm seas. It can take a long time to form and can be polished to show a vibrant red to pink color.
And not only is coral a beautiful feminine color, it makes a wonderful symbolic gesture as a way to express your love and has been given throughout the ages as a symbol of protection.
Interesting. Jade is valued for its beauty and is most commonly a distinct green color. While it is a great modern gift to celebrate 35 years together, it's been prized throughout the ages, with the Spanish conquistadors wearing it to ward off health complaints.
Where did the expression tie the knot come from? Originally, it was a Scottish custom that originated in medieval times that was, and in fact, still practiced in Scotland.
In Scotland today, many couples literally tie the knot on their wedding day. What happens during the ceremony is that the bride and groom both provide a strip of cloth, rope or scarf, even dog leashes.
Yes, and the person conducting the wedding ceremony will position the bride and groom's hands on and over the others and then tie their wrists together with fabric and maneuver it until it creates a knot. The hand fasting ceremony, that's what it's referred to today, is legally recognized as a part of a legitimate marriage ceremony in Scotland till this day.
And when the bride carries a bouquet, the ancient Romans started to carry and wear floral garlands to their nuptials as a symbol of fertility, fidelity, and new beginnings. Brides of the Middle Ages took a less optimistic twist on the custom, instead accessorizing their wedding attire with a combination of pungent herbs and spices to ward off unlucky evil spirits.
Dill was especially common, as it was not only thought to drive away the negative energy, but was also known as the herb of lust. Its inclusion was expected to stimulate sexual desire as the newlyweds prepared to consummate their marriage.
Well, how did it all begin? Well, she was a bartender. Sounds like that song, Don't You Want Me. She was a waitress in a downtown bar or something. She was a bartender where he came in for a beer. A draft was 95 cents at that time. He bought a draft, gave her a dollar, and told her to keep the change. And one night even offered her a ride home when it was raining.
Never get in the car with strangers. Special moments. At your wedding, you did not wear a wedding dress. Nope. Instead, you guys wore matching tuxes with plaid cummerbunds.
By the way, there are three benefits of wearing the cummerbund. One, they're crumb catchers. So if you put the pleats facing upward, they serve as excellent crumb catchers. In fact, that is still a nickname for the accessory given today. They're also good for ticket holders. When the aristocracy adopted cummerbunds, they were often used to hold ticket stubs to the symphony or the orchestra, keeping a gentleman from having to rummage through his pockets for them. And finally, number three, they were cooler. Back to their origin, they were and remain cooler waist covering options than vests are.
Yeah, that's very funny. In fact, Nick's wife calls his mouth a crumb catcher.
Now, what was their wedding song?
They were married by a justice of the peace. Your dad played bagpipes for the Black Watch Canadian Regiment, so he played bagpipes at your wedding.
And the number one song on the radio while you were busy getting married, Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie.
Say you. Say it for always. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me.
This special anniversary message is brought to you by Maria and Mark, and your kids, Sarah, Josh, and BJ.
From all of us at Totally Useless Information with Nick and Roy.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.